June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Swinging a hammered ball to center. Robert racing after it. It's going to fall and the Rangers win. Yes, sir. 6th career walk-off hit for Adolis Garcia. And the Rangers secure a series win with a 5-4 victory.
Jared Sandler with the call. This is Sean and RJ on your home of Texas Rangers baseball. They get the sweep against the White Sox back at 500. Day off today and then back in action tomorrow on this radio station. So let's mess up his day off by waking up the play-by-play voice and insider from your Texas Rangers, Jared Sandler, here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, man. How are you?
I'm great, guys. What's going on?
Well, you tell us. The Rangers have these series where they take advantage. Is it of the White Sox again? Did they have that previous one against Chicago, that get-right series?
That's Colorado.
Colorado. So, Jared, after sweeping Chicago, the Texas Rangers are what? Are they a 500 team, or are they a little better?
I think they're a little better, but I guess, that they are what their record says they are. I mean, so far this season, they have behaved like a 500 team, right? They've shown flashes, and then it's kind of gone away. And then they've shown flashes, and they leave you kind of teased a little bit, and then they disappoint you. And I guess that's kind of what a 500 team is. But I do think ultimately they're a little bit better than that. And how much better is going to kind of determine whether they're a playoff team or not. But, we've talked about it a little bit, waiting for this offense to turn. And yesterday was obviously not the type of day that you look at and say, oh my gosh, I mean, this offense is back. But I would argue that yesterday is the example of a game of an offense that's doing just fine, just had an off game because they had base runners, they had opportunities. And frankly, that was kind of the reason why the last two games went as they did. Not because they couldn't get guys on base, but because they just couldn't deliver with runners in scoring position. They had a lot of opportunities. Whereas I think when this offense was really at its most frustrating, the Rangers maybe would have won that game 2-1, but been 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position, or would have lost the game 2-1, and they were 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. I guess what I mean by that is, they had stretches where they just weren't getting guys on base. They've been getting guys on base here. You're not going to score 7 runs every game. And so I think things are going in the right direction, but they're going to play a Kansas City team. They don't score much, but they pitch well, and they're going to face their 3 best non-Cole Reagan starters, including Chris Bubich, who's got a sub-2 ERA. So I think this Royals series will be an interesting test for the bats, but I do think things are starting to turn and head in the right direction for the Rangers.
Is that how teams, look at, or do they not even look at, like, their, how they're doing runners and scoring position-wise? Is it more about, at least we're getting guys on. You obviously want to get them in, but if you don't get them on, it doesn't matter what your runners and scoring position average is.
Yeah, I think in a given game, RJ, like yesterday's game was obviously impacted by the Rangers' struggle with runners in scoring position, right? And same with Saturday's game. I mean, heck, Saturday's game shouldn't have been close. But I think over like the large sample, I think a lot of teams, they might do things with certain players to try and tweak approaches or whatever. But I think teams in general just say, hey, we're getting the opportunities. We're going to start getting the hits, right? It's like, that's way different than we're not even getting opportunities because we don't get on base. I think that in general teams are, I don't want to say they're okay with it. I just think when I was growing up, RJ, when you were growing up, Bobby, Sean, same thing. There were guys, we heard so much about guys who, you know, they change their approach based on the situation. And generally speaking, there were guys who they would maybe have a little bit of a different approach with runners in scoring position than without. And I just don't know how much that happens these days, right? I don't like the hitting with runners in scoring position stat a ton to begin with, because you don't get rewarded for a sac fly. I mean, it's not an offer, but mm-hmm. you don't get credit for it. You don't get rewarded when there's a runner at second and nobody out and you move him over, which if you want to talk about small ball, that's valuable too. But I also think that for me to look at that stat and attribute success or a skill to someone, I would need to know, like, if a guy's a 250 hitter but hitting 300 runners in scoring position, I'll be honest, my first instinct is, okay, well, it's going to even out at some point. If you're a 250 hitter, you're going to be a 250 hitter. It just might not show itself right away. Unless you tell me, like, this guy does something materially different with runners in scoring position. And I just don't know how many hitters these days do. So I think, RJ, to answer your question, yeah, you'd love for within a given game to be better with runners in scoring position because that has a direct impact on the score. But over the long run, I think just having a consistent threat, you're going to capitalize, at a rate that is probably commensurate to whatever your overall hitting ability is as a team.
Jared Sandler here on 105.3 The Fan. What has changed, if anything, about their approach since Brett Boone got here?
Yeah, it's.
I think Brett could be listening right now because he just interacted with us on Twitter, so factor that in your answer.
No. I'd say this, and I think Brett would be the first person to tell you that that's a three-man team over there. It's Brett, Justin Vealey, and Seth Connor. And I understand that, you know, Justin and Seth were here before Brett got here, and so maybe, you know, Brett's the knight in shining armor. But those guys have been working their tail off as well. And I think that unlike what it was like in the 90s and 2000s when you'd have a hitting coach and that was kind of it, you got like hitting departments now, and they need to complement each other and they need to have complementary skill sets. And I think that Brett Boone brought that. I think he brought the change to that department that they needed. And that's not necessarily a guy that's going to, look at it through an analytical way with heavy numbers. I think it's more like, Hey dude, let's talk. You and me, let's have a conversation. Josh Young, let's talk. What are you thinking about in this spot? What do you think the pitcher's thinking about in this spot? All right, and having that just that simple kind of mental understanding of the approach and whatnot. Statistically speaking, that they've started to walk a little bit more here of late, and they over the that road trip, they were hitting changeups a lot better. At least they were slugging a lot more. I think the next frontier is, hey, what do things look like with the fastball? And they're starting to see an uptick in the fastball, especially if you include the cutter, which some people like to include, some people don't. If you include the cutter, then their fastball production is ticked up. But I think ultimately the next frontier is how are these guys doing against just good old four-seam fastball? Because that is the pitch that can yield the highest slug, but as guys throw it harder and harder, it's a tough pitch to line up. Or if guys, they pitch to their strengths with, extension and spin rate and ride and carry. I mean, you see guys like Tyler Mahle throwing 91-mile-an-hour fastball that just people can't touch, right? So, but there's an opportunity there, and I think that's the next frontier. But ultimately, I just think way better approaches to the plate, way more competitive at-bats, seeing more pitches, not just chasing aimlessly. I mean, the amount of times in April and May, a Rangers hitter would get up 2-0 and then swing it a pitch that was not even close to the zone and take a 3-0 count and turn it into a 2-1 count. I mean, it was frustrating, and they had the highest chase rate in hitters counts in the league, and that has started to turn. And I think that's made a big difference.
Jared, you mentioned the cutter there as the approach from the hitters. On the other side, yesterday, Kamar Rocker had a really good performance, and there was a ton of cutters that he threw yesterday relative to what he had done throughout the season. He also limited the slider a lot. What was it when the guy we saw yesterday, Kamar Rocker, is that just a new approach, a new mindset from him, or is this just, hey, I'm trying to pitch against a scouting reporter. I'm trying to change something up here.
Well, I'll tell you, Bobby, I don't know why they listed as a cutter. That's his slider. Now, it's different than what it has been, right? I don't know if you guys remember in 2023, John Gray started the season throwing his slider around 83, 84 miles an hour, and then the Rangers went to Seattle. John Gray faced off against Logan Gilbert, and all of a sudden we're seeing 90-mile-an-hour sliders. And we're all like, what the heck's going on? What is this pitch? And it just turned out that John Gray wanted to return to throwing a hard, biting slider. And the Rangers have been talking to Kamar Rocker about, you know, making sure he's got velocity on his slider, and he just kind of took it to another level. So we saw it in Tampa. Now it's listed as a cutter. I guess to the extent that a pitcher can decide what pitches he throws, like it's a slider. Maybe the data suggests that it has a profile more like a cutter. I don't know. If you ask Kamar.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They'll tell you that's his slider. So yesterday he threw fastball, slider, curveball. But you sent me a text last night, Bobby, that was spot on.
Did you return it?
I didn't. I returned it when I woke up. Guys, I went to bed earlier than I have been to bed in a long, long time. It was glorious. But you're right. He threw pitches in three different velocity ranges. And that's something that Mike brought up early in the game yesterday, maybe even pregame. That when he was in Tampa, the cutter or the slider, whatever you want to call it, and the fastball were really the two pitches he was throwing. And they were in a similar velocity range. Now, for a reliever, you see guys get away with that. I mean, it's having to go through a lineup a second, a third time. You need to have some more separation. And so he threw, you know, his sinker at times got up to 98, that cutter slider thing in the high 80s, low 90s. And then he threw his curveball in the high 70s. But he had about a 20-mile-an-hour difference between top and bottom end velocities there. And it just gave hitters something different to think about. And he was able to throw the curveball for a strike, which is big. And same with the cutter or slider. But I think it's interesting that, you know, the Rangers have been harping on maintaining his velocity with the slider, not having it fluctuate from 80 to 85, getting it tighter, kind of that 83 to 85 window. And he was like, well, screw that. I'm just going to really put my foot on the pedal. And he, you know, against Tampa, he started throwing that pitch in the high 90s or the high 80s, low 90s. And that's a really interesting pitch. And, you know, the thing too, guys, he doesn't really have a four-seam fastball that's going to get a lot of swings and misses just on its own, like data merits. He's got to throw that pitch for power. His four-seam fastball at 93, 94 is a very hittable pitch. His four-seam fastball at 97 doesn't have some of the same measurements that would suggest it's impossible to get to, but it's still 97 miles an hour, and it plays. But, you know, you saw a version of Kamar yesterday that I think is a really interesting version that gets the swings and misses because of the changes in velocity and gets ground balls with the sinker.
Jared Sandler joining us here at 105 through the Fan. Do you expect Malley to come off the DL or IL immediately when he's eligible, or is this a longer term?
I don't know that I expect him to come off in 14 days or whatever retroactive to. And Bruce Bochy gave it. This all kind of materialized after we were in the clubhouse. We knew it was a possibility. It was tough to get a read, but I think this has there's two sides to this. One, obviously Tyler Mahle is dealing with shoulder soreness. That's not like a fake thing by any means. It does allow the Rangers to limit his innings, given that he has not pitched over the last 2 years, largely 2.5 years. But I do think that for a guy who has not pitched over the last 2.5 years, it makes sense that there's a little bit of shoulder soreness. I don't foresee it being a right when he's eligible, he comes off based on Bruce Bochy's comments yesterday. But I also don't know that it's a long-term thing where we're not going to see him until after the trade deadline. That's my read right now. That could change. We really haven't had much of a chance to dive into this. And I think it kind of depends when it's soreness, right? It's not structural. When it's structural, you can at least say, hey, typically these things heal in X days. Soreness is kind of, you choose your own adventure sort of. And I think, we'll see where Tyler Mahle is in the next few days. And that probably would inform, what the extent of the injury is, just because if there is no structural damage, then it's just more of a feel thing. And when things start to kind of flow a little bit better for him.
How are you thinking about the trade deadline today if you are Chris Young?
Well, if I'm Chris Young today, I'm definitely buying. I mean, this is a very winnable division. Houston's, had a nice run here where, they just swept the Twins, and they've won 5 straight and they're 11 over or something like that. But I don't think you look at Houston and say, wow, that's a juggernaut. You don't look at Seattle and say, wow, that's a juggernaut. I think you look at your roster and think our roster stacks up really well with those guys. And they have 3 more series against them each. So I think you're buying. You're definitely buying the bullpen. And you got an interesting decision here with the lineup because, there are probably 6 guys in this lineup just going around. I mean, I don't think you're uprooting your catching tandem. You're probably not making a change at first right now, certainly not at second or short or third. And then your outfield, you feel pretty good when healthy Langford, Carter, Garcia, right? So like and you just signed Jock Peterson to a big deal. So when he comes back, he's going to occupy a DH spot. So if they're going to help their lineup, it's either in a platoon type of way to fortify the bench and matchups, maybe a guy who can hit lefties, or you're going to shake things up. I'm not suggesting a Rafael Devers shake up, but you're going to, I just listed those guys. You're like, well, you're probably not making changes there, and you're probably going to surprise people by making a change at one of those spots. And then with the rotation, they're kind of be adding Bradford and Gray effectively as acquisitions here. But I think it just depends on the health of the rotation. 2 weeks ago, everyone was healthy, and now here we are, and Eovaldi's on the IL, hopefully returning soon, but on the IL, and Mally's on the IL. So, that can change in an instant, but they definitely, I think, would be aggressive in trying to build the bullpen. And financially speaking, we've talked about some of the financial restrictions given their desire to stay below the first apron. You can build a bullpen a lot more financially frugally, or I don't know, that's a stupid phrase. A lot more responsibly financially than trying to go get a big middle of the order bat who's probably got a contract or a big number attached to him already.
Does the Devers thing deal change the trade market at all? I mean, the compensation they got, and this probably is to be the best bat that's available, right?
Yeah, that was interesting, RJ. And it's tough to know because I don't know how to. Like, if another team was trying to deal a 28-year-old middle-of-the-order kind of you-can-build-a-lineup-around bat with a big contract attached to him, then, that's a comp. I just don't know how many of those guys are there. Now, I know the first thought is, well, the Rangers have a couple of those guys, but they're also not, they're not in their 20s. And I think that's the big difference. The Devers trade's really interesting. Boston is... 5 years ago, wouldn't think Boston would care so much about getting rid of a contract, but they definitely compromised a return in prospects to get rid of that total contract. Obviously, there are other factors, right? He wasn't, in their eyes, he wasn't being a good teammate. In his eyes, they communicated poorly and put him in a tough spot. I think both can be true, but clearly, those two sides were in an unhappy marriage. But, the return that the Red Sox got, I mean, they got an okay reliever who was at one point a lot better. They got a 23-year-old pitching prospect whose stock has kind of dropped as that car has been driven off the lot, but he's still 23. And so maybe the Red Sox feel like, they can turn him around. They got last year's first round pick, an outfielder, and then another kid, Jose Bayo, who's not really going to excite you. But for trading one of the best hitters, I mean, Rafael Devers is good enough to get the Vladimir Guerrero contract, $500 million. He's that good of a hitter. Neither guy's great defensively. Guerrero's probably a little bit better, but they're both limited. And so for that to be the return, I mean, Desmond Bain got four first-round picks, and the Red Sox only got whatever. So that was an interesting move, and I think it's a tough comp as we get towards the deadline.
Jared Sandler, play-by-play voice, Rangers insider here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. What did you think of Jim Bowden? Is it Bowden or Bowden?
Yes.
Jim Bowden.
What did you think of Jim Bowden dropping the other day that he's hearing Bruce Bochy could retire after the season? Are you buying the possibility of that?
Yeah, I mean, his contract's up. So I think Bochy has kind of been of the mindset, and I don't know that he said this, but it may be reading between the lines. This is his last stop. I don't think he wants to go to another team. He came out of retirement. I don't necessarily know that this is his last year for sure, but I don't think he's going to then go to fill in the blank team. He's certainly not going to the Rockies or, one of those dumpster fires, right? Maybe if a ready to win team for whatever reason had a managerial change, maybe that would be appealing to him, but I don't think so. I think this is his last stop. So, I mean, he's throwing it out there. Yeah, I guess it's kind of a coin flip. His contract's up, and it's just up to him whether he wants to do this again. And I think, Sean, interestingly, you can look at a lot of teams right now and say, yeah, this, like the White Sox, they're a rebuilding team. Or the Yankees, they're a win-now team. Or the Astros, they're a win-now team. Whatever the label is. The Rangers, the next, 90 games or whatever is left in the season kind of dictates things, right? And maybe not even the next 90. Maybe it's the next 30 with the trading deadline. And I just think because of how slow of a season or how slow the start was to the season for the Rangers bats, you might be facing a situation where it's like, well, it's 2 years in a row. Like, we got to make big changes. And can we make those big changes and expect to compete in 2026? Now, if the Rangers turn things around, that might be a little different, right? And I don't know that these are Boch's priorities. If I had to guess, if Boch felt like he had a team that was ready to win and he was happy with the environment and still loved kind of the structure of things and loved coming to the yard every day, then I could see Bruce Bochy sticking around for another year or two. But if he kind of felt like, yeah, this isn't the group collectively, it's just maybe I'm not the best fit for it, then maybe he takes it to the house and we start that Hall of Fame countdown clock.
Jared, what is the biggest difference? What are the differences between Radio Bassic and TV Bassic?
Like Sports Talk Bassic?
Yeah, 105 Through the Fan Bassic.
Yeah, 105 Through the Fan Bassic wants to quit every sport and will not talk for a segment if he's unhappy and, will show up and ask for free food on air and expect people to come and bring him free food. TV Bassic is locked in. He's got I learned so much, talking to him just in general, but I learned a lot talking to him during the game. I mean, there were four or five times. Tony Romo, when he first started, would call plays and people thought that was cute. And now that, he's further removed and doesn't isn't as connected. He doesn't do that, and he just kind of makes noises. Mike Bastick will break down a situation and explain why this is about to happen, whether it's stolen bases. There was yesterday or 2 days ago, Josh Smith was up maybe in the eighth inning, and there had just been a long at bat prior to Josh Smith. And Mike Bastick's like, hey, you got a young pitcher, and all he's thinking about after throwing a lot of pitches is he wants to throw a for sure strike. Josh Smith is going to get a pitch to hit. He's got to be ready. And he gets a pitch to hit, and he lined it foul. I mean, it was just missed extra bases off the wall. But, like, little things like that.
Yeah.
Mike knows, like he even said on air, he's like, I don't know the analytics the way I'd like. I'd love to learn more, but I know, like, the instincts of a baseball player, and I know this game inside and out, and he does. I mean, he had a baseball education from day one with his dad, and he just knows the game so well. He still, like, threatens to quit the NBA every 5 minutes because it's rigged or whatever he thinks, because clearly the NBA wanted Indiana and Oklahoma City in the finals. I mean, they really rigged those big markets. So, he's great, and it's really cool to get to work with him, and he's having a blast, and it's been a lot of fun just kind of seeing how happy he's been day to day.
Great stuff, brother. Keep killing it. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.